your radio guide to online auctions and more, brought to you by Overstock.com Auctions, your source for the best online auction deals. I'm Bill Crawford, and I'm here in Austin, Texas, with the e-auctioneer's own self, Mr. Michael Donahue.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to part three of our show. We've got some really interesting stuff this week in our third segment. A couple of very interesting sites, and I don't know which one to start off with first. That's how exciting it is.
I'm excited about eCrater, if we can start out with them.
Yeah, I love
eCrater.
eCrater is... it's almost too good to be true. It's eCrater, ECRATER.com. It is both a free web store builder and a free online marketplace. Sellers can easily create their own free online store in minutes. Buyers can easily browse and compare between thousands of products. Sellers receive free website hosting, a free subdomain of eCrater, and a powerful admin tool to manage their free online stores. All products are posted to Frugal as well, through the admin and eCrater. And this is and looking at this, I'm really impressed. When you look at their store features, they have unlimited categories, unlimited products, up to 5 photos per product, which is something that I'm really interested in. And that's something when you get into a website, the more photos you can have per product. And when you think about it, when you go to a lot of online e-commerce sites, there's only one product photo, and you know that cuts to something that we talked about way back when in auctions. The more photos, the better. Stands to reason, doesn't it? But so many out-of-the-box website builders or website templates limit you in the number of photos. Anyway, so you have 5 photos per product here that you can deal with taxes, flexible payment methods. And I don't know exactly if that – I'm supposing that means different shopping carts can be enabled. Fixed shipping per product is enabled. Web-based product scales weight-based, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Weight-based shipping matrix, fully editable store text, upload product pictures, upload category pictures, set promotional products, set promotional categories, color schemes. So in other words, fully functional. So you get – and this is free.
This is free.
And then the other thing is when you go to the eCrater store itself, the eCrater site, it acts as an Uber shopping site for all the hosted goods by category. So it pulls merchants' items into a typical e-commerce site. So you can look and shop among all these different items very easily that are hosted on the respective sites. So I go in here and I'm in accessories and I'm looking at golf hat. The golf hat for the Pathetic Golfers Association is kind of cute.
I need that.
And you can buy it right now. And it also points you to the store, which happens to be justhatsandcaps.ecrater.com. So you can buy it right now just as a single item just by going through the front portion of the site. And at the same time, there's a hosted site, just hats and caps, as a subdomain of eCrater, that has all this other stuff on it. And the sites are very clean, very nice-looking e-commerce sites. And, gosh, you know, for the price, you just can't beat it. And you keep looking into this and...
Where's the downside?
What do you plan on charging, and how much do you expect that charge to be as part of their FAQs? Yeah. We're not in a hurry to make money quickly. Now, that's suspicious to me.
I don't believe that.
Well, the popularity of the eCrater site is our priority. Once that goal is hit, a small charge will appear, but only for premium positions in the main store. The site will remain free as it currently is, which means sellers will always get 100% of their sales. A minimum charge will apply only to the sellers willing to pay extra for their products to appear in premium positions in the corresponding categories, I suppose, of the main store. We have not come up with a fee schedule yet, as we do not foresee introducing charges at this point. And I don't care. I mean,
why not? It's a great add-on to wherever you're selling your product right now.
It's about the easiest that I've seen. I mean, I haven't gone through it, and when I get some time, I'm going to go through and set up a site just to see how it works and everything. But take it from me, in my experience, can't beat it. 100% free, and so I would at least give it a look-see, and this could be a quick way to test out the website market, if you will.
Yeah, and again, it's a nice way of trying something new, of getting out there and experimenting with a different way of getting your products to market, and maybe attacking and touching on a new market, new customers for your product.
Yeah, and I mean, you work within. I mean, that's the other thing. It's about a little bit of synergy here. And there's not a lot of product, and I don't know how long they've been around. Let me see here. Privately owned corporation. Founder is Mr. Dimitar Slavov. Mr. Slavov was inspired by the idea to make people happy. He took the concept and evolved it into something valuable for everyone. eCreator creates domestic marketplace for both entrepreneurs and shoppers' benefit. It's the ultimate destination. Could be. He's a nice guy, and of course that makes him immediately suspicious to most people.
Well, there's no, but there's.
But
no,
the main site alone to have your stuff in there, and there's not a lot of people currently. And it has an interesting. When I go over to the site's popularity at Alexa, it's in the upper. It's 100,000 or so, which ain't bad at all, given the fact that it's. That carries no ad. There's no banner ad. There's no Google ads on it. Like I said, very clean site. We'll check it out.
eCreator.com.
That's it.
Now, you have another cool site to tell us about.
Yeah, this one follows on about, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we told you about a site in Great Britain called Zopa.com. And Zopa is a site where banks have been disintermediated. This is our favorite word, obviously, on eAuctionAire. Disintermediated in that it brings together lenders and borrowers. You want to lend money or you want to borrow money? Zopa, Z-O-P-A, in Great Britain, acts as the intermediary, saying that banks, if you have a simple escrow situation where a company can step in and for a little money, just take the position of holding the money, making sure everybody's satisfied, gets their money, the rate of return, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it's still... it's astounding the type of leverage that the internet provides, and that nothing, no preconceived notion, nothing that you were born with, not the world that you grew up with, there's any economic model that will not be challenged and challenged severely by the internet. And Zopa was obviously when it comes to bank. And now we have this next place, next innovation is called Fundable. It's FUNDABLE.com.
Fundable.
Is a peer-to-peer service that lets groups of people pool money in group actions for whatever goal or purpose they like. Similar to an online auction, a group action has its own page describing how much money will be collected and what the money will do. It has only been in business, Fundable, since last month, but so far Fundable seems to attract a mix of fundraisers and tech-savvy group buyers. For example, 10 people just completed a group buy for a $1,100 HP server. Each person ponied up $110, for which they will receive 10 gigabytes of server space, 1 gig of bandwidth per month, and at least 1 year of hosting. The deal was initiated by one person, Louis. None of the participants take a risk. If the collection for a group action falls short of its target or deadline, all collected money is refunded. Unlike an online auction, however, Fundable acts as an escrow service between groups of people and the person who collects their money. Selling to groups is also an option. A seller can offer a product or a service on the condition that a minimum number of people buy in. Although Fundable is currently a free service, it seems that consumers will be willing to pay a small fee or a percentage of what they're spending on a successful group buy, using this as a model, as the potential for big discounts or purchasing something that's otherwise unattainable is a very big idea.
In fact, if you could do insurance?
I think, that's the point. If you have to get your head around this, is that, and this is like, this is what banks, consortiums, and remember what I was talking about earlier in the show about cooperation. And this is the sort of thing that will lend people, I don't know so-and-so. I've never met them. We've just talked on the boards. This is where the net comes in. The market, we have an idea, and here's something like Fundable where people and groups can get together. And there are other safeguards. And before everybody starts shooting holes in this, the thing that I really love is people, especially on the internet, start asking questions. Somebody says something about a site, and they ask a question. What's that's obvious if they'll just go there, the question's answered. but they want somebody to answer them on the board. They're too lazy without going to the site and looking for themselves. They ask all these questions that are easily answered in simply the FAQs. Well, this is the case. You have to get outside of your preconception and go to a site like Fundable, and I just think it's a fascinating concept, and it certainly offers a tool that sellers could use one with the other to come together to make a group purchase, for instance. And it offers the escrow, like I said, it's the same thing that goes back to PayPal. There's an irreducible point as the guarantor for the guarantor of a transaction. So far from what I've seen on the internet, not only has that position not been done away with, it's even more important. So that's even underscores the importance of PayPal and payment gateways as a internet play, because it's an organic necessity that the internet demands, that the market more specifically demands, and will reward accordingly. Well, and that's what you have to think about internet commerce, is where it's going and why. And it's going to peer-to-peer transaction, individual transaction. It's not there yet, but each one of these steps, each one of these innovations, and that's certainly where PayPal's going, so that there is nothing, that there's as little between you, the buyer, and the seller as possible. And sites like Fundable are an excellent leverage, offer excellent leverage for transactions from people who live in different cities, different countries, whatever. And think about that if you're thinking in terms of meeting and talking about people and really challenging each other to come up with ideas, because ideas are what the market rewards. Maybe. And if you come together and you express that your ideas in some sort of energy that is translatable and doesn't encumber itself with too much overhead, then you have something that the market's going to reward, and that's something that everyone will envy you for. Certainly me.
Well, there's a lot of things to envy people for, but I like this Fundable. I like the idea of pitching an idea and cooperating with people that you may be in communication with.
Yeah.
Figure out something. Maybe buy a large purchase of something. Try it. Maybe one person will warehouse it. You all sell it. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it, but it's just a cool thing.
It's a group buy. It's just an ability. If you could, you can come together as a group for a group purchase. You can actually negotiate for a subscription or a lower cost. It doesn't.
And like I said, we've got to get into the insurance scam on this one. We've got to do a Fundable insurance program where we could have a group buy between 10,000 of us. That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Take
somebody
a little coordination. Will do it. Yeah. Well, we've got to take a break right now. Coming up, we've got our big money-making segment on the show. It's called the Power Seller Tips. Coming up right here on eAuctionAir, we are your internet radio guy.
I may just
guide.
Continue talking about Fundable and eCreator.
That was a pretty powerful Power Seller Tip right there. Brought to you by Overstock.com Auctions, your low-cost auction site. Stay tuned for Power Seller Tips right here on eAuctionAir.
Did you hear the news?
News?
Overstock.com, the online outlet, now has auctions.
Auctions?
Yeah, Overstock.com has auctions, like eBay, but with lower fees.
How much lower?
Well, about a third lower, and they offer volume discounts.
You're kidding.
No, it gets better. There's no sniping.
Really?
If an auction has a bid within 10 minutes of closing, it extends the auction. Plus, Overstock's rating system is on a 12-month rolling basis.
Well, that keeps everyone's ratings fair.
Exactly. And Overstock.com auctions has a personal and business networking system.
What does that mean?
Well, you can see the degrees of separation between yourself and any other buyer or seller, or you can network with people who have similar interests and see what they're buying and selling.
Like Friendster.
Yeah, like Friendster meets eBay.
Wow, sounds like Overstock.com just got better. Name brand products, online low price guarantee, 24-hour customer service, and now internet auctions the old-fashioned way? Overstock has it all.
Well, you had to have heard by now. It's all about the O. Overstock.com. eBay and Friendster are trademarks of their respective companies and are not affiliated with Overstock.com.
Oh, some of us have learned the secret. It's all about the O. Overstock.com, your online outlet store. Imagine 70% off department store prices on designer clothing for women and men. Thousands of books at prices that beat Amazon's 99% of the time. Overstock has bedding, DVDs, CDs, and plasma TVs all at the best prices on the internet, guaranteed. And no matter how large your order, Overstock ships it for just $2.95. Overstock.com. It's all about the O.